Muhammad has received and wants to share with all of us. Thank you very much. May Allah bless you. As we came before you, we leave you now in the greeting of peace in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your block radio coming to you at 8 o'clock p.m. Friday evening. And it surely gives me great privilege and I am highly honored to be able to do so. I want to thank my beloved brother Imam Musa Muslim Abui. He is a very intelligent man that grew up under his father and his great-grandfather, Booker T. Washington, who is one of the outstanding educators of our era. And he left it behind, and he done a wonderful job when he created Tuskegee Institute, which they have changed it to Tuskegee University. I'm quite sure that Musa nor the family wanted that to be changed. It takes away from the legacy, but you can't kill the legacy. I don't care what they do. You will not kill that which Allah is in charge. So we should learn our history. If we learn our history, we know where we're going. For we are taught in Al-Islam that Allah will allow us to see the present. The present is the future. If you can't see the present, you will not be able to see the future. But you don't understand how you ought to see the present. You look at what you look at today, but you don't see tomorrow. You don't see the farsight. You have to have farsight, and that's a gift that God gave each and every one of us, to understand the farsight. So if you don't understand the present, you wouldn't understand. And so we had seers back then, before Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those men was able to come up with what the future would bring. You see how intelligent we were? And I say we were because today, for some reason, we have lost our common sense. And common sense, brothers and sisters, we say it. I mean, you can see a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, whoever he may be with all those degrees, and you will say, a common person would say, my God, he doesn't even have common sense. That's how important common sense is, and I want to talk about those common sense. But Dr. Countries, and I'm sure came amongst many doctors, and for some reason, they refer to me as a doctor. Now, I like that because they are doctors that refer to me as doctors. If someone off the street called me a doctor, I would be very upset. I'm not a doctor. But to call me a doctor could be an insult. I don't think it's accolades. But when a doctor call you a doctor, it has a great significance behind it because we are so wrapped up in man's understanding. You see what's going on today in the world. Our children are being kidnapped and raped, but yet we have these PhDs in what? PhDs in science, a PhD in math, PhD in business. Yes, you have those degrees that's given to us by man. And believe me, they are important to have. Matter of fact, it's a necessity and not a luxury. But you miss the simple common sense that supersedes all knowledge, and that's given to you in the womb of your mother. And so that's why I love talking about common sense, and we have lost that because common sense supersedes everything. One is given to you by man, and that's education of this world. And the other one is given to you by God himself, and that's the education of the whole universe, of who you are and what you should be and how you should be it. So when Lusa called me a doctor, I accept it because of his educational background and how he associated with many doctors. So it just don't mean a doctor in one entity. A doctor in being in the nature in which God has created us to be. That's the difference, brothers and sisters. And so there's a whole lot of people receive honorary doctor degree, including Bill Cosby. He had an unbelievable capability of create. Why not? And then they took it from him. They took him from him because of his morals. They said he did this, he did that, and we don't know if he did or he did not. It's not my choice between him and his Lord, but that's his burden. He have to supersede that burden. But they want to take his legacy away from him because he's done some excellent things for us as a people. The problem is his success came under a name called the Hospitals. He wanted to change that to Bill Cosby. The powers that be said, oh no, you will not make another one. As long as he stayed the Hospitals, they was okay. When he talked about buying the network in the name of Bill Cosby, that they don't want. Isn't it amazing that you don't understand that all of our great men go down and they talk about the terrible things that they might have done while they was alive and on earth? Isn't that amazing? He'll take us down. But if I had to speak about what they have done, see, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, grant the highest paradise for his outstanding achievement. But he said back then, if you knew their social life, you would run them from amongst you. Run them. So he knew them. So he only had a third grade of education. But my God, he was Simon Says. Where do it come from? Well, I'm going to tell you where it comes from. We have a saying in El Islam. God blesses who he pleases when he pleases. So who gives us this ability to soar in the world, to do something one can't imagine in school, including your professors, including your school teachers, including your mother and father? How that you was able to supersede the heights that no one could imagine you could do? That's the will of God. And he sent it to us so no one can steal it, so it can get directly to you. And I speak about it, and I have some people just don't understand it, that Allah used the word ijab, and he sends that blessing to you and cover it so no one else can take it or steal it from you. He sent it in a ijab. And that's only the cover of the knowledge so no one can steal it. And you're blessed with intuity. Every female got intuity. We men have intuition, but not like the female. She is gifted with intuity, and Allah gives it to her. Can no one steal it? Because intuity comes directly from God himself. Yes, no one else. And so he wants to give you a gift, he gives it to you. And then you observe that gift and you bring it to manifestation. That's what life is all about. And so here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, we try to bring you current events, revelation, and how should you conduct yourself as a human being on the face of the planet. And so many things are happening. So we need to return to simple common sense. We lost it. We really did. We lost it. We think this world supersedes what God has given to you. Your nature, common sense, and you got away from that. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the world. Thank him for giving us a gift in Prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. The perfect example of a human being. Prophet Muhammad is a prophet to us and a slave messenger of Allah, the son of Abdullah. Muhammad the prophet, the son of Abdullah, Ibn Abdullah. But, brothers and sisters, we misconstrue why we give Muhammad the prophet so much accolades. If you only but knew, you've given yourself. That's what he represents. He is you. He is you. Jesus said, what is in me is in you. And then he told you about one who will come after him. So Muhammad the prophet is you. And we salute him because he never got out of his nature. And he's a perfect human being. Now, don't get me wrong. Do he make mistakes? Yes. Do he get in trouble sometimes? Yes, he's human. Everyone does. But the problem we don't understand, he being a normal mortal human being just like you, he had to say it before he left. So you don't get spooky and think that he's some supernatural. He was a simple man with no formal education. And because he began to read into God's creation, look what he built. An unbelievable empire in America. Almost they are referred to as a world within a world. And he taught us well how to be clean and upright. But he knew one would come after us. Gone, one would come, and it was his own son. And so Waruddin Muhammad turned most of us on to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Muhammad. And because of that, we say we thank Allah and we give him the most excellent salute given to mankind. May the peace and blessed Allah be upon him and his descendants and his companions. But when you greet the prophet, Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, he was greeting all of the prophets, every last one of them, for all of them is in he. He's no different than any one of the prophets, because Allah says that there's not one prophet over top of another prophet. They all came here for reasons. But there's no more coming. There's no more coming, brothers and sisters. And so I've come to the conclusion that the only way you can help many people is to go out and obtain righteous money. And then you don't have to beg nobody. So I decide to do what I know how to do. And that's to create and motivate and instill in others that if you stand up, if you stand up and travel with God's name, how could you lose with the stuff you use? And Allah will bless you. So you can also give back to those who don't have. So we need to return to simple common sense. That is my topic. We lost common sense. We need excellence. That brings us progress. That allows you to reach for more excellence, to get better and better. You become a little better person in the world when you shoot for excellence. And that's something we don't do today. Today, we want to con people and trick people, and we all for self-gratification, and we don't care. So Allah is not going to give you no more. We have problems in our own family life. And Satan gets in, and Satan makes you believe that because you made a mistake or you did something wrong, that you're going to catch hell. Well, I study, and I study hard, and I understand this is a temporary world, so Allah will try us. And this is the stuff that goes on today, is that we think we're better than the next person. You might be more intelligent in the way of knowing, but you give back that which you know. And if you don't, you become arrogant. So we need the excellence. And we need to make progress that will allow us to be able to reach for more excellence and become better and better. We evolve. We don't stand still. The Prophet presented to everyone that common sense is everything. Yes, he did. He advocated that and said, Allah says that common sense is for everything. Everything. So God gave us common sense as a baby in the womb of our parents. Not our parents, plural. Well, one parent, meaning the mother. Common sense, excellent ability to perform, but it was given to us as a little baby in the womb of our mother. Man should be providing the knowledge to his children that what is common sense. And common sense is allow you to have an ability to perform in society. The growth of common sense, of your ability, you can grow. If you use it, you don't use it, you lose it. So you have a development growth as a human being. Common sense, we are excellent. But over 100 years ago, or 1,000 years ago, so we get away from the simple common sense, and we don't understand why God gave it to us. You don't understand why you can't benefit from it, but yes, you can. You can grow from that little stage as a You know, I was watching a program, and I heard Cory Booker, Senator Cory Booker, who didn't want the man who's running for the top as a Supreme Court judge. And Cory Booker said, I would sacrifice my term of being a senator to expose the things that you have done, if that can stop you from being what you're trying to be. Now, whether Senator Cory Booker was dancing, it came across excellent. That right is right. And I don't care how you cut it, truth will triumph over falsehood every day. And so I applaud him for making that statement. So these things are going on, and as I stated, I reiterate, our children are being raped and kidnapped. Children are snatched from their mothers. This is not called for, but it's happening. Why? Well, soon we'll find out. A lot of them give it to you all at one time, but I'm quite sure we will understand it. So our progress of common sense is for everything. That means everyone. And God gives us that common sense as a baby in the womb of our mother. Man should be very proud on his common sense ability. The growing common sense of your ability is what God wants us to do. Common sense. You are excellent as a thousand years ago. And you never ever came to a conclusion that common sense a thousand years ago not the same common sense today. Man should be progressive in his common sense because today is more difficult than 1,400 years ago. Common sense a year ago may be stupid today. Yes, it could be stupid today because why? Everything evolves and people back then could take what they see today. So these things happen. But if you don't read, I put anything in front of you, we should say Bismillah before we take participate in anybody's food. However, you have to be a thinker on your feet. And these boys that works and try their best to assist you, some of them work hard to stop you. But you shouldn't feel Satan. You should keep moving. So common sense 1,400 years ago is not the same as today. Hopefully, inshallah, you can put the machine back where it progress. That's what Allah wants us to do. I don't care how difficult it is. They will stop producing. Allah say your child is from the cradle to our grave, and that's a fact. That's just what God would do for us. He would challenge us to our grave. And we have to pass the test, and you can pass the test if you would Allah. You'll pass the test. So when you evolve to that understanding, you can see the religion of Islam for its true self. For the way we should see Islam is the way Allah wants us to read. If you read that Holy Quran every day, brother, if you can't read it every day, then once a week or be one that creates trouble and don't know how to deal with it is the one that got the biggest burden. So read that Quran. Read it for yourself every day or once a week. Read it once a week. And if you can't do that, then read it during the Holy Month of Ramadan. And during that month of Ramadan, you have to complete it. You'll be able to complete it because you have nothing else to do but stand there and watch what you want to watch. and might find something that you're looking for. I don't get upset with that. You do what you have to do, what you think you should do for that which is good. And you'll find out if it is good, it's the outcome. So if you read that Quran every day, my God, okay, once a week, you got work to do. How about doing the holy month of Ramadan? But you got to complete it now. Come to the understanding what your soul has been asking you to want to live and not die. That's what the Quran will do for you. It'll make you want to live. It won't let you get complacent. You don't need no one to read it for you. You can read. Read that Quran in English. And you'll come to an understanding how to read in the Arabic. Someone teach you. You got to want to do it. So, yes, that's simple common sense. And if you use your common sense, you'll grow in society. Family life is everything. I had a young lady call me. I don't want to mention her name. And they was looking for me. For what reason, I don't know. But as soon as I heard the name, I called it. And so it would give you a broad understanding. And I'm not being spooky to you. Because it's not physical at all. It moves your nature, which God has given to you. Look up Malcolm X. When Malcolm X was thinking about marrying a sister, she was kind of confused because why? When she was married to a beautiful brother, he gave her everything. Now she's by herself. But she chose, and I'm quite sure all husbands should teach their wives, that you should for another man. This is temporarily, because who's in your heart, that's what you will have in the hereafter. He's gone, so you find him. I'm not talking about he's still walking around on earth. That's your problem. I don't know how you're dealing with that, but you have to deal with it. I'm talking about if he passed away, whatever's in your heart, all this in this world will be erased. So you don't have to worry about if he's going to be better. You shouldn't be by yourself. So I got a phone call, and I couldn't understand what they were saying. I couldn't get back to them because you got back to them, they didn't hear you. So I was worried and called the son, the daughter, and see if they go see what's wrong with their mother. That the daughter is very difficult sometimes to get. The son, I guess he works where he can't hear. But the point was they got to her. They were stuck where they shouldn't have been. But they were stuck. When I went, God, sure I will. What has she done to me that I wouldn't go and assist her all the years that I've been doing her? And that's what happens. Satan comes in and make you think that because you slip. I wanted to teach about that, the slip of Adam, our father. You see, in Christianity, he said Adam committed a sin and he fell from heaven. No, he slipped. But Allah in the Holy Quran used the word that he slipped. And people say, yeah, he slipped from his understanding. He got weak. No, that's not true. And then it says both of them. Isn't that something? Both of them. But it is written that the woman allows Satan to come through her because she's weak and the man is strong. The man can stand up against Satan. No, that's not Islam. that both slip collectively. But with no such thing that Adam would never have slipped every one for his wife. That's not true. However, Adam and Eve was one, and we all make mistakes in life, including Adam. But what did he do? He repented. Do you repent? I don't think so. You just keep it all to yourself. And then on the final day of judgment, they're going to read it back to you. But if you beg God for forgiveness, he's most merciful. He will forgive you. You don't have to worry about being read back. No, you do not. Once Allah erases it, it's gone forever, unless you bring it back. So this myth about Adam, the world, no, he did not. He did not. Matter of fact, he did his job. Because he went and spoke to his Lord about him slipping. That's what he has done. So Adam is teaching us that if you make a mistake, go beg your Lord. He will forgive you. You don't need nobody else to forgive you. You can try. If they don't, it's nothing you can do about it. But if you go to your Lord, he will accept. Now, you go out there and brag about all the things you've done. You just want your enemy as anyone else. Brothers and sisters, they had a beautiful night down at the Robert Treat Hotel. And I wish you could have saw those young men that worked for the military. And they all grew up amongst us. And they was junior fruits. Today they're grown men, but they're over hundreds of thousands of our military, Navy, Army, Marine. And these boys got Lieutenant Colonel, Captains. He's got them all. And these young men that went to the military and now protects our country. This is our country. You have to read this. It's your country. And Allah said, get a piece of the dunya. So when you have a man that loves to see if, in fact, he deserved to be a millionaire, he deserved to be a billionaire, and he deserved to be a trillionaire. When you do good in the society, Allah gives it to you 1,001. We want to say a little prayer for our brother Eli Obey. He man Eli was in the hospital. Nothing real serious, but anytime you're in a hospital, things can happen. So we ask Allah to put on the boyfriend that didn't come home. People want in the hospital, but they have no clue. They don't have no understanding that life, people coming around the sick, helps the generation of the helps that illness. More important, more people learn, more people do du'a just like we do. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. You do a du'a. Can you imagine if you on the air of Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, and you tell them that, Imam Eli Obey, that's millions of people who are hearing you. Millions, and it repeats over and over and over again. But it sends a message that he's special. And so you in California will make a prayer. You in Arizona will make a prayer for him. You in Illinois will make a prayer. How about Florida? He'll make a prayer. You see how everybody will pray because we know prayer is powerful. So you want them to get better. You want them not leave here because of illness or he neglect himself. You just ask Allah to protect him. So we may not do well for him. But we have six today. People that's ill today will not let you know where they at. Won't let you make prayer for them. And they got a right. I'm not hating them. That's what they want to do. And so be it. But brothers and sisters, it's just a beautiful thing when people all over the world, whether it's Venezuela, Mexico, Puerto Rico, whether it's Spain, whether it's Africa, they all know when you are on a radio that went viral. So that means that millions of people can tune in as they please. So you'll be there at the hospital in East Orange, the military hospital. And his name is Eli Obey. Yes. Did he ask me to do that? No, he did not. Would he care that you'll call and try to speak with him? Oh, he'll appreciate that. He'll appreciate that. They have feed him intravenous. So he may not talk well, but he can hear very well. Sometimes you call and I'm in the hospital. I never thought I would ever be in the hospital, not me. You know, running my family. But I figured I'll go in and when I go there, I have to be careful because there's so many people that know me. But I was in the hospital and they said the switchboard was shut down. And so we had to send word out. I appreciate it. Send me a text. But the switchboard was literally shut down because everybody said, Mirage in the hospital. But I didn't want to be there. I thought I never would be there. My mother never been to the hospital. My father never been to the hospital. So if you can't go, make a dua. If you can, pick up the phone and call them. And give him some of your time. And guarantee you, inshallah, he'll walk out of that hospital and feel good about himself. If I'm in a hospital, all you that hear me from the sound of my voice, you can tell them I don't care. And the doctors say, you know, he only got two more days to live. Send me the world. Yes, because prayer is powerful. You can't say, well, I'm going to die. You might have thought it would have been yesterday or today. I'm still around. Allows us to leave here is when it's time, and that's God's will. And you're not going to feel no pain. Allah is most merciful, most beneficent. And I hope I was able to give you that information about our brother Eli Obey. Once again, it's not life or death threatened, but it could be if he was not in that hospital being treated the way he ought to be treated. Because they know he's a facilitator for New Africa Enterprise LLC, where I speak, and they know that we mean a great deal for the community. It's called communication. That's just what it's called, communication. Now, Brother Imam, I know you probably are listening, and if so, I got my topic to you late, so it's not your fault. I've been very busy, hectic and doing what I'm doing. But pretty soon I will make my announcement to the world and do what I know how to do. There's so many things I would love to do, and that is to build the most gorgeous restaurant that we can be proud of in the same area of community center for our children to be able to be tutored curriculum and playing that they don't have to be on the streets and be able to put and guide our basketball players, football players, our boxers, our entertainers. There's no way Symphony Hall should be sitting there lonely and dormant. But for some reason, if they would have gave it to me, it'd be jumping right now. That's a landmark. And no for us to just walk away from it. Very loud text me and thank me. So that means he's listening. He thanked me, and I'm quite sure that was him. And again, someone else, could, one of his fans, could call and said, thank you for acknowledging I cannot look at my text as well when I'm speaking because it makes me hesitate. Sometimes I hesitate pretty long if the text is so interesting. And I want to make sure I comprehend very well. But I won't stop anyone from doing that. And what I wanted to teach about, I changed it because I wanted to go in depth about these things that we say has no validity to it, but we use it every day. With Mas Cas, I hope everybody went home safely. We didn't hear no tragedies, so that means, inshallah, everybody went home safely. I was just so impressed with our soldiers. I can't get over that. That was sensational to see that our men done went to major heights in the military. When you say you over 70,000, 100,000, 120,000 men, we have proved to this government we're not terrorists, we're not suicide bombers. We must know, and we submit to the will of Allah. That's what we do. That's all you do with Muslim need. And so there's a lot of people named Muslim, especially here in the state of New Jersey, a whole lot of them. I should return tomorrow. Turn me on, 11 o'clock. The time is at 7 o'clock p.m. For 1 hour, I will return. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. And once again, I reiterate, Rayman Musa, I didn't get to you quick enough, so there's no way you could have put my topic out there. And it's okay. I give you permission when you're speaking. If you go 5 or 10 minutes, it's okay. I just wait till you finish and I come on. He's our engineer. He enjoyed doing it, brother and sister. And we got some things that we are planning to be able to utilize. And he knows how to change it. Well, I'm believing one day I'm going to do an answer and question. One day you can call in and ask me anything you want. For years I will. But I think what's on a whole lot of people's minds, we need to hear them. I'm not a psychiatrist, and I don't claim to know everything. But I will tell you in a minute, if I didn't understand what that meant, what you're telling me, what you're asking, I would say to you, tune in next Tuesday, or tune in on Friday evening, or tune in on Saturday, and I'll give you the answer. That means I'll go and find out what that answer really represents. But most of the time, I don't have to do that. want to thank you. I reiterate, I want to thank you once again from the bottom of my heart. If I said anything to hurt anyone, that's not my intention at all. And if I said anything was not correct, well, I'm human. I believe you got the point. And I always like to say, I greet you from my Father, because we forget our Father at them. We know our biological father, and everybody know the Kente, but we're talking about the original father, all human beings, as Adam, that makes us brothers and sisters, whether we like or not. And I want to give a shout out to my rabbi. He's traveling. And his holiday at hand, so I won't see him until he returns. So may Allah bless him and his family, because he's like, knowing him, he went over to Israel and he'll come back. But may Allah bless him on the same trip and from. November the 10th in Connecticut, Dr. Hassan Abdullah Majid Kareem Hassan has given a beautiful affair. And he assumed that I was still here. So that's why we talk about our father, Adam. And then we talk about our father, Abraham. So we greet you from Abraham. But Abraham is not our biological father. We only got one father. But Abraham, the manifestation of a man searching for God like he did and found him. Abraham represents the intellectual man and culture to all nations. And he found God on his own to make you understand that Abraham is someone called Ibrahim, we talk of. And then our brother Jesus, who speaks the same language. Yes, he's here in the country. He said to his countrymen, what's in me is in you. Let them know that I'm no different than you are. It's just I'm faithful. And Jesus Christ means just what it means. So we call him our brother. He's not our father. So Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon Jesus. And then Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, he is the seal. So he's Moses, he's Jesus, Ibrahim, he's Joseph, he's Lot. You name them, they're all in the seal of the prophet. That's where Allah did it in moderation. And the Holy Quran is Allah. That's the nature of the human being. So we say, we greet you from the seal of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. And the words of the greetings come from the Holy Quran. Can no man take credit, including the Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him. No one takes credit. What Allah does, you want to give him thanks, or you have a right on your own time to do what you think is right by your Lord. Serve him as if you can see him. No, you can't see him, but he can see you. So when we say assalamu alaikum, it's an excellent salute, because Allah says in the Quran, this is what we're supposed to say to you all. But that comes from the Holy Quran. It don't come from man. And nobody understands it. Don't try to use the common sense to break it down what all that means. tune in tomorrow. Inshallah, I'll be there. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother, Farad Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. Tuesday evening, the 21st of the month. And brothers and sisters, it gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored that Ramadan is coming. And they say by Friday. If it is or it isn't, it's coming right away. And we enjoy the month of Ramadan. It helps us tremendously to prepare for the whole year. We're not just preparing for the month of Ramadan. It's a sacrifice. It's the individual sacrifice. And because it's the individual sacrifice, he or she, you don't ever have to say to them, are you doing Ramadan? Perfectly, if you understand it clearly, it's really none of your business. Because it's a allegiance that one in his individual self decide to take on the month of Ramadan. For Ramadan is excellent for the human being system, his soul, his mind, his thoughts, and et cetera. Yes, that is Ramadan. But Ramadan prepares you because what you are able to withstand as you live, as you go through life, it allows you to see the temptations, the temptation that one may end up with, and you're going to have that for the rest of the life. So when you can abstain from food, and food, brothers and sisters, keeps you alive. Oh, yes, it does. It keeps you alive. And so when you decide to take on the month of Ramadan, you abstain for that which you need. That's a sacrifice. But we don't do it for one day or one week. We do it for 30 weeks. And sometimes it all depends on the moon coming in. The moon is seen and it's over with. It could be 29 days. Yes, we go by God's creation. We don't go by the clock of man. And this is the time that we literally go by the sun and the moon. And we know when the sun goes down, we understand it because we're in triple darkness. And because we're in triple darkness, we're getting ready to break our fast. Oh, is that enjoyment. And they say you should abstain sometimes from food during the year. The doctors say it's good for your health. But keep in mind, it's not obligated. It's not obligated. For we have men that comes from the foreign countries and they get us to do things that's not even written. No, it's not. You know, for instance, you're fasting before the fast. And you can't find that in the Holy Quran. You see, brothers and sisters, I put emphasis in. I don't want you to misconstrued, because one person said, well, Mariah don't believe in the Hadith. I don't believe in the Hadith, but I believe in Verizon teaching me how to operate the telephone. I believe in mathematics because I wouldn't be able to count my money and make sure I wouldn't be cheated. Do I believe in an expert that knows how to build homes? I have never built a home. Do I like to build homes for other people? Sure. So I'm going to read about it. What do I need? How I should go about it? Everything has a professional that's gifted. I give you a good example. And I sold out all the arenas from New Jersey to New York to Minneapolis to California. Yes, to Nevada. Sold them all out. Places that I never thought I would be in Mississippi, Alabama. So when someone asked me to see if we can raise money in the large building that you can afford is a restaurant, I can sell that with a blink of an eye. That's what I do. But if you believe you can do it, then go ahead and do it. But the results is not what I would accept. I don't give anybody my money, pay them more than what I'm going to make, and I'm giving them the money. Give you a good example. Restaurants get $80, $90 a dinner. If you negotiate pretty good, you'll get it for $60. Not me. I don't negotiate like that. Because I ask for the impossible. I want your whole restaurant. I want to shut it down. You're going to make money. And you're going to make money on the day that you don't make money. That's why I can buy right. So if I want to build homes, I never built homes. So I'm going to go get an expert. When you have a convention and you have a major dinner and you go get wannabes, you ain't going to make it. What are you waiting for, a mystery God to come and help you? Because only Allah will help you if you choose to do the right thing. You cannot, brothers and sisters, try to fly a plane. You never flew it. Doesn't make sense at all. And this is the problem that we have today, is that we believe we're a jack of all trades, but can't produce nothing. But the point it is, and I say this all the time, when you think about yourself, that's all you're going to get, one for one. Think about the others that depends on you. Whoa, you want to be able to ask God, what should you do? And you try to go to men that either in that field or at least can give you somewhat of an understanding that where is your community? Where is your group of people that helps the community? Now, there was a thing all over the internet, and boy, did I get a lot of emails. And they said a young lady went out and put on the internet, none of the emails has helped her to feed the people out. Now, I know this young lady. But I understand she went to a whole lot of them, and they got excuses. How could you have an excuse that you don't have the money because your masjid is closed? Where's the hundreds? Keep that in mind. Where's your hundreds, thousands of dollars? You telling me you don't have $2,000? No, you're selfish. You're selfish. And then they'll tell you, well, the board have to show up and vote. Something's wrong with anybody that's somewhere for 30 years that they don't trust you. Every banker, brothers and sisters, have a limit. Yes, now the limit has cut down. At one time, I knew bankers that go up to $1 million. In other words, they don't have to go in front of nobody. But But the people under them might have 100,000. The people under the 100,000 may have 50. The people under the 50 might have 5,000, 10,000. But they do trust them. But we can't trust our community. Oh, we don't? I don't think so, because the imams don't have a right to spend one nickel unless they approve. Why? We had that in the first resurrection. We call it the first experience. We had that, check and balance, because you was a crook before you came, and we cleaned you up. Today, after 30 years, I'm quite sure you begged Allah for not to be a crook, not to be a thief, not to be a dictator. So I believe you come into that knowledge. But this is a sister that don't bother nobody. This is a young lady that always do what she think is right and will leave you, literally leave you, if she think that you are a crook or you're a wannabe or you have stepping. There's no way under the sun that anybody could come to me and you ask me for some money. I wouldn't care if it was $100, but I got four or five in my pocket. I don't care if it's $1,000, and I got $10,000, $20,000 in my pocket. I don't care if it's $20,000. I got $100,000 in my pocket. When you give, Allah gives back. And all those who got tight fists, nothing comes in, nothing comes out, just check them out. All you got to do is check their record. And you'll find out that whatever their money got is called dead wood, because it's sitting in the bank. It's literally sitting in the bank, and you might draw 2% interest. You're lucky if you get that. That's dead wood. It must be invested. Okay, you invest in anything, you know, business is called a risk. You take a risk. That's what business is, if you want to be in business. But if you're not in business and you got money sitting in the bank, it's called dead wood. Now, let me give you a good example. If you really study, there's no bank to call you a customer. You're an investor. You invest in the bank, and if the bank goes down, you go down. And there's no $100,000 minimum that you will receive back. That's the law today. The rules have changed, buddy. So let's look at it. There's gold in your building worth $1 million. But all of you move that gold, because they gave you 1 week, you will have to bring an army in there. But you can't get your gold because they told you no more than 10 people. So you can't bring 400 people to move your gold. You're going to leave a lot of gold. That gold is heavy. That gold is heavy. You can't just say you're going to come. You got to come in there with trucks. You got to come in here with all kinds of equipment to move that gold. Why? Because they said no more than 10 people, and so they will lock you up. And some are saying you'll go to jail for a year. Now, who want to be involved in that? Now, that's just a metaphor. That's just a metaphor. The same way we'll shut down one day, you're not going to get to your money. But what have you done with it? You never invested in your community. There's no way, brothers and sisters, there's no way that all the imams should have came together. Now, one spoke out. I know him very well. But the reason he spoke out, because the word was imam. He didn't say imam of the fruit of Islam, imam of Imam Waterstein Muhammad's community, imam of any other community, imam. So I don't fault that. What I do understand, that this young lady got frustrated, because if you've seen her proposal, you would know she's a professional. And she didn't do this for herself, but she does well by herself. She wanted to come to her community, and her community told her excuses like, we don't have it, our masjid is closed, and there's no people coming. We are not supposed to feed everybody. See, this is what's wrong. And when you got people in positions like that, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you'll never be successful. You'll never be successful. Oh, don't get me wrong. You want a house? You want a car? You want to get up every day and go to work? Or you want to sit back and wait for the check or the $1,200 that's coming in for the President of the United States? That's all you want in life. Today, as big as your name is, today, as large as your name may be, you die, your mother, your father, your wife, your children, your siblings. That's it. See if you can get your place buried. Now they can't find bodies. There's one that said that they had the body there when they went to go get the body to be able to put it in the ground. They can't find it. That's a shame. That's a disgrace. Because why? We thought we was in charge, but we got a few Islamic men and women that has license to be undertaker. How could they lose anything? Okay, blame it on the funeral parlor that owns it. Which one are you talking about? Cotton? Which one are you talking about? Wiggum? Which one are you talking about? But what has just happened? A wake-up call to say to you all that Allah is in charge. But for some strange reason, we are not talking to Allah. Study, and I read, but I never study just for myself. You want to give it to your wife and children, and they may listen, but you've been talking all their lives that they aren't going to hear you all the time. You try to give it to the men and women you grew up with, they're not all going to listen to you. As much as I love choosing those who are pray that can hear me and understand and then bring it to fruition. I believe I have that gift of being around the world. But the reason why Allah keeps me balanced because I can hear the angels in my ear, because there's an angel on your right side and said, Farad. Allah said, all humanity. Wow. The community is for all humanity. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, is for all humanity. The Holy Quran is for all humanity. I got it. So when I go to my brothers from Turkey and my brothers from Pakistan and India, and when I go to my brothers from Saudi Arabia, foreign brothers. What do you mean, Mirage? And one thing they know about me, and never ask them to give me anything. It's not for me. I can beg for a homeless person. I can beg for a child that's not eating. I can beg for a senior citizen eating dog food. I can beg for people that's down on Skid Row that's hungry. Hell, we all was on Skid Row, might not have been drunk. But we sure didn't have the necessities in life, but we had to make it. But what about those who went down on Skid Row? You just forgot about them? You don't care about them? Only thing is a failure is to try. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to throw the net into the sea. And he'd bring up some fish. All fish wasn't good. But that wasn't his intention. His intention is to give it back. It's up to you if you deny it. You don't want to accept it. But I'm here to tell you, when you read in the Holy Quran, you read Revelation, Allah created an establishment and put it in Revelation. He allowed the men to write it in Revelation. But in the Holy Quran that came after the books, before the Quran, talks about what we are doing today. It's in there. 1400 years later, it became clearer. There's a lot of seminary on the simple things in life. I taught common sense. If you didn't hear me, you can always go to the library and put in New Africa Excellent. Malaj Speaks, New Africa, on Blog Talk Radio, you'll get it. You can go back and you can hear it if you choose to. I'm saying to you all, there's so many people coming out and they are upset. We've been hoodwinked. We've been tricked. We've been bamboozled. And we can't wake up to realize all of this is how Satan operates. But I was talking to a group of people, and they said, Moran, you always talked about Satan. I didn't know who Satan was. I don't know who that jinn. But now on the radio, you got Caucasians using the word jinn. That's the jinn. These diabolical minds is the jinn. They work for Satan, because Satan knows how to attack your weakness, your ego. Yes, some people are egotistic. Everybody got an ego, but my God, when you're off the lamb, when you're too far to the right, he got you. All of these things help you what is going on today. But you have to be in paradise, because if you're in paradise while you live, brothers and sisters, if you're in paradise while you live, Satan is not allowed in paradise. But you cannot be in paradise and not be obedient to Allah. You say you're obedient to Allah because of your rituals. Allah says, I do not need nothing from you, man. And that's you too, women. That's what the Quran say. What you want now, define what God meant, that he needs nothing from us. He don't need your prayers. He don't need your fasting. He don't need you sacrificing the blood. That don't reach Allah. None of that reaches Allah. The only thing reaches Allah right away is your God conscious. But for some strange reason, for some strange reason, brothers and sisters, that you think because you pray five times a day, you do all the prayers, even your sunnah. I was with my brothers. I love my Turkish brothers. But when they do when they do Juma, and you in line with them on Juma, you not only going to make those two rakahs, but you're going to do at least 12 to 13 sunnahs. I don't do those many sunnahs, but I ain't let no one outdo me. How I know? Because I was on the front line. They all know me. When I come in, I try to be the first one there. I'm on the front line. And the brother on my left, the brother on my right, they went down, I went down. They went up, I went up. They went down, I went down. They went up, I went up. That wasn't compulsory. But I ain't going to be different. They ain't do nothing haram, so I'm going to do. But these brothers, this is what they was taught in their country. But you can take a believer that has faults, but beg Allah for forgiveness, that because of their work habits, because they're providing for their children and providing for their family, take care of their mother, running from one state to another, but can't make all his prayers. I heard, remember, Walter Steve Muhammad said this, well, this is not difficult, brother. Allah don't want you to come to him sleep. You fall asleep and don't know where you're at because you're tired. Come in the house, the wife prepared a meal all day for you. Table, you smell of me, come in the door. I cannot eat yet. I got to make up all of my prayer. Now the children don't want to eat without you, so they're sitting there waiting for you. So you so far to the right, you don't understand. You can make up your prayer. Are you too lazy? You wash your hands and you submit to I can make up my prayers. I'm gonna eat my food because you shouldn't go. You shouldn't pray hungry. You shouldn't do it. You can make it up, brothers and sisters. So you sit at the table with your mother. And she puts something on the table, you don't eat. Now you cursing everybody out. Said, son, I didn't cook that pork in your pot. So mama knows you, but you want to abuse her because you're too far to the right. You want people to look the way you dress. That's your choice. We don't wear our religion on our sleeves, so it have nothing to do with your dress. Allah said, be modest in your dress. But he wasn't talking about the physical dress. Be modest in your ego. Be modest in your morals. Be modest in your character. That's the dress God is talking about. He uses it all the time. He said, dress my creation, man. So you home now, and I found out you're doing a lot of searching, and it's a shame that you have to go on the internet to find out somebody else's thoughts. It's right there in the car. Well, I can't read it. You could read it. Yusuf Ali made it pretty clear in English. It's the closest you want to get. We followed that. In the first experience, Imam Wallace Muhammad sent to prove him. Because Satan can make a crime. And you got all that nonsense and this crazy stuff in there. It's mostly about how to mistreat the female. I don't accept that. And no one who has the faith would accept that. But brothers and sisters, the Quran, if you read it, Allah will give you the understanding. Man can't give you that understanding. Allah will give you the understanding. You keep reading, your heart's correct, he will give it to you. Allah himself. For it was Allah, upon Allah, that raised us under the name of Elijah Muhammad because we didn't know anything about Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and we didn't know anything about Allah. But we carried the banner of Islam. We didn't know how to say al-Islam. We didn't know how to say assalamu alaikum. We said assalamu alaikum. We didn't know how to go down the sajda, but we stood upright. Surely I turned myself to thee, O Allah, trying to be upright to he who originated the heavens and the earth, and I am not of the polytheists. For my heart, a life and death is all for Allah. That came from my heart. But no one really taught us that because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I didn't come here to teach you that. You got to clean yourself internally and externally. You have to step fast right down to the morning time. You got to read. You got to read. Ikra, read, brother. You got to read. But you're not reading. If you're reading, you must be in special ed because you're not producing. It's one thing to read, it's another thing to produce. But it's Allah, and I'm going to help her. So that's what I do. But to give her my money, my hard-earned money, that's easy. No, I go to the man that loves other people, loves humanity. And just so happened is the African-American men and women that's catching more hell. Well, Sharpton's got them lined up around. You should be smacked in your face that you allow someone to come. These folks to come over here and say, no, we got the state of New Jersey. But you got nothing. Yes, you feed a few people. It's okay. A lot of reward you that. I'm not talking about the individuals. Get that out your head. Talking about the community. There's 400,000. That's the number they gave us, the whole state, from the governor to the county exec. 400,000. Are you telling me 400,000 for all these years don't have the money to come together so we can feed the people and get the barricades? No, we don't care. We don't care. But if, in fact, those banks closed down, I feel sorry for all of you. You know why I feel sorry for the leaders? Because it ain't your money. It's not your money. But yet the community that has given, don't have a clue what they have given and where you spent it. And you don't give them a clue. That is not ever, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. See, this is us going to another level. That could not in the first experience, because it will be knocked on your door. And if we don't get no result, you wake up, we stand over your bed. That's the way we used to be. But we had rules and regulations. Want for your brother that which you want for yourself. But today, they ain't thinking about helping you. They do, it'll be one next year. Someone needs to wake you up and realize what's really going on. You worry about this Satan. You worry about that gin that's in you. Because that gin in you got you to doing what you're doing. And no one can see it. And they don't want nobody to talk about it. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. There's no way our communication is supposed to be cut off. Nobody tells us what to say, how to say it, when to say it. But as individuals, shut the hell up, because we'll put you in jail, but you can't put 400,000 of us in jail. We stand up for what's right. But you can't say that because you're not all together. Yes. So the best thing you can do, my sister, I got a call and said, Marad, you always talk about women that don't have husbands. You have to understand, since y'all texting me all this, because you can text to, you can email to Ask Marad. That's all you got to do is Ask Marad. Ask Marad. At yahoo.com. Ask Marad Muhammad, apologize, at yahoo.com. And if you do that, you can send me these emails that I'm receiving. And most of y'all have my personal text. I don't give it out, but I read what you send me, and they ask questions. Some called and says, thank you. A sister said to me, there's a brother that's been pursuing me. I said, yes. And she says, what do you think I should do? I said, sister, do what Khadija did. Do what Sheba did. They went and got who they wanted. She said, but he's married. I said, can I ask you how old you are? Oh, I'm not afraid. She's in her 70s. I said, do you read the Quran? And she said, yes, I read the Quran. But it says four wives, two, three, or four. But if you only but know. I said, only but know what? That one is enough. Now, brothers and sisters, that's not what it says there in the Quran. It does not say that in the Quran, the way you comprehend it. You not know that Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married women? Beautiful women. But he married them because they was widows. Never had sex with them. On behalf of the men that lost their life in the battles. Apparently it was close though. So he married. Let me give you an example. Maybe you don't comprehend. If I'm a very financially successful man and I'm a high moral man, if Salome passed, may Allah be pleased with him around paradise because he has, I would marry his wife and make sure she don't want for nothing. And if she's in the sense of the word that she wants to have sex, I would let her go find her husband. He was too close to me. But I can marry Eliel's wife and take care of if she was a widow. I can marry Saladin. I'm just using men that's close to me. You can marry any wife to make sure she don't catch hell and she make it to paradise who she really loves. We'll see her in paradise. That's what Muhammad the Prophet said. There's no such thing if you only but know. So let's go a little further. Let's go a little further, my sister. You have to understand, when Allah speaks, he's not talking about how you see the physical, and most of y'all are all about sex, not about a community. And that's why most of the imams have their shura board with all men. Now, men destroy. Men deviate. Men gives up. But that female has a love for the community because none of us will be here in a community unless we come through that tunnel. So she's powerful. And she's gifted to know how to make sure you ain't going to steal what's right, what's wrong. She's ready to raise her hand and say, SubhanAllah, that was a mistake, brother. But we got rid of her. We don't have her. We don't put her behind curtains, put her behind walls. And you don't grasp the understanding, that's why they're catching hell all over this country, all over this world, because they have put their women in the basement. Isn't that something? I've been in many masjids, and I'm a security man. I look around, suppose someone come in here and shoot me. I got to figure out what I'm going to do to get most of the people out of here. I would have never knew sisters was in the basement. No one told me. So I felt very hurt that I would leave that building. All the brothers are safe, but there's women downstairs. There's women elsewhere. I knew right away that didn't fit my nature, but you can't tell nobody what to do with them. That's it. Because we have a fear of the female, just like they have overseas, and overseas they're catching hell. Name a country. Name all the riches they have, but they still catching hell. This is a wake-up call. Now you're not together in America, but that African-American Muslim, that African-American Muslim that came from Christianity, my God, test his heart. Test her heart. They love this religion. They love God. You can bring all the ornaments, the sheikhs, the scientists, bring them all. I guarantee you, you ain't going to beat that African-American Muslim in El Islam. You're not going to beat him. His faith is strong. But we become weak. We become weak. You got spineless people trying to lead you. They have nothing. They do the same thing over and over and over and get the same result. Or it's science. And those doctors psychiatrists that tell you when you are repeating the same thing over and over and get the same results, you're out your mind. You're out your mind. Now, brothers and sisters, you may not like the President of the United States, but the President is the President. Donald Trump is the President. You can say whatever you want, but he got the upper hand. He's the President. And if you don't move the way he tell you, you fight. Now, he's fired more Caucasians because he put more Caucasians in office. But if they don't do what he say, you fight. Then he works on to take over the Supreme Court. Oh, he's going to put who he want in there because why? It's like playing chess. I just checkmate you. It's all a game with them. And so therefore, but he got to come and win to be able to give you 4 more years. So look at all the things that you claim, and I kind of concur with you. Most of it's diabolical, but he does it because he wants to get back in office. He's working hard. And he's the president of the most powerful country in the world. But yet, the same man is over top of your mess kid for not 8 years, not 10 years, not 20 years, not 30 years. For that 50 years, the same person has never been voted out. And you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because only thing votes for him to run that Ummah, the family, the community that votes him in, vote him out, that he's able to come up with the rules that my 5 people on the shore board or my 10 on the shore board, they voted me in. That's not in Islam. You go against the group, the grain, brother, but it's going to come back to choke you what's going on right now because we've cut up as individuals. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. So you want to attack the sister now. The big mistakes. Go look at her. Every sister done got on there and said, you're right. Brother, one day, those 30,000 that sits in North is going to all come out. It's going to come out. Yes, you think it's just your mess, Jim. Oh, yes, think that? Because if a African-American Muslim in Islam do something to a white man, he ain't going to ask you, do you belong to the Imam Wadisi Muhammad? Do you belong to the If he's going to get you, he's going to get you. We all look alike. All of a sudden, there's no difference. But the men that can protect you, you can't call them because they don't want nothing to do with you. So who you got that's going to protect you? Well, you don't think it like that. You put the physical out your mind. Who's going to take care of you financially? Because that's the way all these big businesses going in the hole, so is you. And if those men and women that are out there in front of that master and say, give us our money, you got a big problem. Because it's going to be a problem when you pass. Allah is the best knower. They will not even get their money. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. But I begin to look. And I begin to observe. And I realize the one that unload those trucks, the ones that unload that fish, the ones that knocked on the door and brought in the dead, the ones that did everything and gave their life, they're not the ones that's over this, these masjids. No, it isn't. This is war. This is war. What kind of war is it? What's being played? This is war. But it ain't the war that you think with a gun or a knife or whatever you may have. Not that kind of war. You'd be stupid to try to come against the Marines, the Navy, the Army. the Air Force. We ain't talking about that. This is a war on your morals. So Satan knows when you lie. Oh, he knows when you conning and tricking. And he knows when you just for yourself. This is a war. And I reiterate, Satan is not allowed in paradise while you live, and he's not allowed in paradise when you die. So I got to go to Imam Waterstein Muhammad. I'm a student of Imam Waterstein Muhammad. And he said very, very distinctly, he said, I am in paradise. I said, Brother Imam, tell me what you mean by that you are in paradise. He said, I have read all of Revelation. I said, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So I feel that I'm in paradise because I read all Revelation. You know, brothers and sisters, El-Islam is so beautiful and so balanced and so well to the Connecticut. I got two mothers up there. One is Dr. Hassan's wife. I love her. She loves me. And she'll call me doctor. She'll call me ma'am. She call me son. She'll call me whatever she want to call me. But that woman is sharp. See, Dr. Hassan got his PhD on matter. You go study matter. Very difficult. But he got his PhD writing that paper about what is matter. And you can't be with no man for 50 years and not have simple common sense. But she is so sharp that she can read that Quran. It's not even in front of her. And she can tell you how she sees it. I seen her battle. Everybody left. All the people didn't want no trouble. The Dr. Hassan, so they left, including his sons. That female said she ain't going nowhere. And she stood fast all the way to today. Whatever she prayed for, Allah delivered it. I'm the will of Allah, because I knew nothing about what was going on up there. But when I used to come in there, the place was so beautiful. The school was beautiful. They were doing everything. Everything was clean, spotless. You don't go in no rundown bathrooms. And they didn't have no big conglomerate, but they had a building where they could feed people, hundreds of people. People come in flea market, and they would all make sure these people can buy right and make sure these people ate. Yes, that was Dr. Hassan. But his community had left for whatever reason. And because when he asked me to come in and take over, all I taught was the Quran. I didn't need nothing. Just go by the Quran, brothers and sisters, and Allah will bless you. So they did. They did. They voted, which they supposed to. So brothers and sisters came back. And a few brothers, not many, maybe one, felt that you shouldn't come back to the masjid. Well, I don't know what he was thinking about. But Imam Waterstein Muhammad was put out. Not once, twice, three times. But he came back. And look at him today. There's men that got put out. When the Imam took over, he sympathized with them. Told them all to come back, including me. I ain't never been out, but they asked me to go out for 30 days, 90 days, because of a brother they called a renegade had passed away. I shouldn't have went to the funeral. I didn't know anything about that, but that's another story. But he may have told all of us, come back. And them brothers on the Sunnah, look how far they have grown. So how are you going to tell the community don't come back? Because you split up in tribes, so you figured if I'm on Springfield, that's my territory. If I'm on Burger Street, that's my territory. If I'm on Castle Island, that's my territory. Should I go on? We got territories now. And this is why nothing can happen, why we can't take care of the community. We should have our own schools. But I got to say this, because this is Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, and I have a communication. I went viral 3 times. That's millions of people listening to me. You can just hit the button and you off. You don't have to listen to me. But I'm going to give it to you like it ought to be. Anytime two major mayors, Mayor Booker, Mayor Ras Baraka, he wanted to give the community of Imam Wallace Muhammad, all both of them, a place for all of us. You got 30,000, but you can't come here by yourself. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Not because it wasn't offered to you for a dollar, the tax abating that they do for everybody else, but someone in that board meeting said no. Isn't that amazing? And so you're suffering because we don't have our, we're not supposed to have to worry about where you're going to park. We got a parking lot out there that holds 600 people. We ain't building no conglomerate masala and all we do is go there and pray. No, we have enough to pray. If we all can't come in, we'll have another email for the second Juma. And we'll have a third Juma. Everybody going to make prayer. But the point is, where is our children? Where do they go? Just my creation, Allah says. So I don't see us building nothing, nothing whatsoever where our children can be taught for free. You're a teacher, teach. You're a principal, be a principal. You're a security guard, be a security guard. But where is the financial organization that makes sure all of this is able to run? No imams over that. They never grew nothing in their life of any significance. Oh, you want to go to Chicago to a meeting, or you want to go to this town, want to run around the towns, around the city? That's not what I'm talking about. You can do that with your eyes closed. Community coming together. So don't fault me. And before this happened, I united the community with Imam Minister Louis Farrakhan. Not just because we don't love them. We love each other. But I ain't here to change no one's understanding. We all got something in common. We broke. See, my Christians can understand that. Because I got them from Jersey all the way to Connecticut. Can't wait till we all come together. Because Mirage Muhammad is going to show you how to touch those millions of dollars. It's not your job to go out and try to get those millions of dollars. Then you wonder why I don't want you in my meeting. But if you say the wrong thing, you hurt everybody. I make deals, clean deals, upright deals, moral deals. And if it ain't in the Quran, I don't want it. I don't accept it. You can't buy me. I got 1 foot in the grave, 1 out. The hell I want to do, I didn't do wrong back then. I used to fast 7 days a week and then 72 hours a week. I mean, this is amazing. But it only makes me strong to try to get back to all of you and what is going on today. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise and thanks is for God. thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant, messenger of God, and what follows that salute and that translation of that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, peace and blessings be upon him. It's mentioned in the Injil as well as in the Gospel as well as in the Bible, and it is in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam wa salatu Rasul al-Kareem. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salakallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, I'm your host tonight. My name is Murad Mohammed. And I try to give it to you clear so you can understand it. And when you can understand something, it allows me to be able to bring it to your attention. Are you aware of Allah, God? Are you aware that the human establishment, you will see it in the Revelation, is in the Quran. So Allah gave us an establishment. And that's what we want to talk about tonight, because if you're not established, then what are you going to do? Because they're trying to make all this go away, but they have issues. And the reason they got these issues, brothers and sisters, is because something went wrong. They plot and plan, Allah plan, Allah is the best of plan. So we have to understand our nature. And I kind of apologize to my brothers who think that we should not have to talk about revelation. We should teach you how to eat to live, how you should think for yourself. But this is the difference in El-Islam. El-Islam in the whole book is talking to you, sister, you, brother, directly to you. I know you hear these names in there, but that's your life. So I was talking about, and they cut me. That's what they did on the air. And I was talking about how do Al-Islam regards common sense. We should have common sense. In the Quran, the most God, the most high, peace and we say and we salute Allah that he is our operates at his will. So they want us to be forbidden not to have the good things out of life. They prevent, yes, they make sure that we don't have the good things in life. But we should want the good things in life. Who told us that? Who told us that we serve God, but we can't have the good things, so they prevent us from having it? Allah God addressed us in the Quran as his servant. Yes, he did. He addressed us as his servant. That's what he calls us, as his servant. But we don't talk about that. He addressed us as his servant in the Holy Quran. Someone must have told us that we are prevented, we're forbidden to have the good things in this life. That's the way most of you think. Do not fit my nature at all. My nature is common sense. And I believe most of you all is at a war with your common sense versus your nonsense. You need to dress it up, as God says. And you dress it up, you look good. How do you accept knowledge? acceptance of knowledge, the concept of knowledge, or the body of knowledge is said in the Quran, it fears you. But it offers you a direction of life. You'll be able to direct yourself if you understand what is life. But he tells you, you're supposed to have a social responsibility. If you have a social responsibility, you will understand to the Muslims that is in Al-Islam, very important, brothers and sisters, that religion is what Prophet said. I didn't say it. The Prophet said, half of your religion is marriage. But if you hear one break down half of their religious marriage, you think consummate that marriage with that sister, and you got half of your religion. No. Marriage. What marriage that Allah is talking about? It means accept your social responsibility is half of your religion. And these are the things that's not being taught, because you take everything physical. So half of your religion is taken upon your own social responsibility. We all have a responsibility. The beginning of life is faith, not knowledge. But knowledge is what we seek. But you can't seek knowledge if you don't have faith. So you're trying to find out what's going on. Apparently, most of y'all don't have faith. Now, do you have faith to believe that God is great? Yes. But you put God in the back seat. You don't need him because you worry. What you worry about? Tell me what you worry about, because do you have faith? That's important to know that we have to have faith. Religion, the religion, Allah says in the Holy Quran, is your social responsibility. Yes, that is half of your religion. The beginning of life is faith, not knowledge. Our mother, our mother is the beginning of life. Did you have faith in your mother? You had to, because you had to depend on her. She is the beginning of faith. Knowledge grows because there is faith. There is faith. That is not what you see in the world. You can see in the world. Well, what you see in the world? But what is trust? What is trust, brothers and sisters, and belief in the world? You have to trust. If you trust your mother, that's faith. She was the first faith. Whatever she fed us, we didn't question her. Whatever clothes we put on her, we didn't question her. We didn't tell her what season it was. I'm not wearing that. She nurses back to health, put love and affection in us. She was our Rahman. She was the first mercy. So what is knowledge? Well, it says in the Holy Quran, you have to have faith. You depend on her, and she is the beginning of faith. So knowledge grows because there is faith. It's not what you see. And believe in this world. God said he made the night for us to rest and the day for us to have vision. You rest at night, you have vision because revelation is lit. You can see it yourself. That is our obedience as a Muslim. We are obedient as a Muslim in Al-Islam. We have to have communication. Make it plain. Make it plain, make it clear. Make it simple so they can grasp their understanding. We have to think that Allah God, who gave us the Holy Quran, so we can make it plain and clear. Allah, we have to thank Him. We have to thank Allah for the establishment that we created, the establishment that He, Allah, created. So we are creators, but He is the creator. So He created it, and we grasp from that and make it come to fruition that He created for all of us, not some of us, all of us. He's the Lord of all the world. I don't care what world you're talking about. He's the Lord of that. He's the Lord of the animal world. He's the Lord of the birds. He's the Lord of the bees. He's the Lord of everything that moves on this planet, including the leaf that comes off that tree. It doesn't fall without His will. So Allah God wanted to establish earth establishment. He wanted to establish faith in that establishment. This was God's want for us. We were given the nature to sense that establishment that God wanted for us. Beautiful company, a beautiful community, a lovely community, love for one another. Yes, love for one another in heaven on this earth. While you are living on this earth, that is the establishment God is talking about. You can be in heaven, brothers and sisters, on this earth. You have to be able to understand. Foolishness is what gets you in trouble. Today we got a lot of young people passing away. But at least when you mess up at 20 and 30, you got some years to go.